Hello, thank you for tuning in. You are listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit biteradio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show.
Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Today, my special guest is Julie Renee Dewering, and we will be talking about her work and her book, Your Divine Blueprint. It is the definitive guide to working with the quantum field using your golden rings or halo as an access point to shifting the way things show up for you. Julie Renee mentors ambitious women leaders who refuse to play small but are being held back by exhaustion and fuzzy brain to regenerate their brain and playful again. She has prevailed over the worst of human health challenges, from multiple cancers, life in a wheelchair, and literally surviving death. Julie's unique gift of healing defines the energy science of cellular quantum mechanics. What that means in layman's terms is she has defined the way to regenerate the body from the cells on up and does it with ease. You can find out more about Julie Renee by visiting her website, which coincidentally is julierenee.com. So with that, thank you for joining me, Julie Renee.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Well, I'm happy. I think from my little stumbling introduction, I think my brain needs that to be defuzzed this morning. I'm really just happy to have you here, because this is just a fascinating topic, and your book is just so thorough, and it's wonderful. Now, I guess the first place to start with. Now, I believe the book is all focused around a particular brain study that you conducted. So would you mind sharing with us exactly what the study consisted of?
Yes. So I'm going to just distinguish. Your Divine Human Blueprint is a big 600-page book discussing how the body regenerates, cellular neogenesis. And it goes through many different descriptions of the whole blueprint. The brain study is a 35-page document that actually goes through the details of what we did in our brain study, our brain regeneration program, using cellular neogenesis, and the results that we got in the study. We were looking at memory, vibrancy versus depression, brain relaxed versus severe headaches, sleep, and speech. And we took 200 of our participants, 200 students in our academy, through the process. And then they were each month asked to report in on those five areas. How were they doing? What was improving? What was different for them? And so from that study, which was a six-month study, and that's about how long we were seeing new cell growth, about 180 to 190 days, we got some phenomenal results. In memory, we saw a 25.53% increase. In vibrancy, this is something that I'm always talking about. I think that we are, just as a whole, as a human community, suffering from a kind of global depression. But we saw a 36.68% increase in feeling joyful in my skin again. And then we were looking at the people who suffer from headaches versus the brain staying more relaxed and comfortable. We had an 18.88% increase, meaning less headaches, feeling better more of the time. One of the things that we always notice is people who, there's a big problem with sleep. And in this study, just over 6 months, and just with a three-hour regeneration, we saw a 33.33% increase in sleep. That means that people were sleeping much better, being able to fall asleep and then stay asleep. And then there were some of our students who speech is a problem, whether they had a speech impediment or it was difficult to pull words up, the words weren't coming as easily as they wanted. We saw a 15.57% increase in speech and people's ability to be comfortable with their speech. So with 1 3-hour regeneration, and then following our students over 6 months, we saw some wonderful results from 15 to 37% increase with just one improvement, one going into the brain and working with the cells in the brain, the master and stem cells, and then starting a cascade of new cell growth.
Oh, my goodness. Well, those are really great statistics, you know, as far as being able to show, you know, the significance of the treatment. You mentioned cellular neurogenesis. So, and that's what took place and was, I guess, the source of that improvement seen?
Exactly. Let me describe that a little bit for you. So first of all, I want to just say that there are two kinds of physics. There's Newtonian physics, and that's things that you might study in high school or in college, where it's perhaps it's gravity, it's the apple falling from the tree, and I'm simplifying it really.
Right.
And then quantum physics, which is where we're part, what's described as being part of a field of particles vibrating. Based on how the particles are vibrating, you're getting a good result or a not so good result. And what we're doing with a quantum activation is we're rearranging how the particles are vibrating so they're vibrating in a better circumstance for you. So we're not actually doing a healing per se. We're activating your own field of transformation, and we're rearranging those particles. In cellular neogenesis, so the creation of new cells, we're first starting with an activation with the master and stem cells. Those are the smart cells. Those are the intelligent cells. The master cells have been with you since 7 to 9 days after conception. Those stay with you your whole life, and they hold the pattern to grow a gland or an organ or system. And the stem cells, which we know there's so much going on with stem cell research now, are these very intelligent cells that replicate and are very high functioning. We're using your own master and stem cells. We're not introducing foreign master cells and stem cells. And we're basically matching them up to the divine human blueprint and how the perfected cell might be functioning at 100%. And we're using kinesiology, which is a kind of muscle testing where the body can reflect, are we at 100%? Have we moved that functioning master or stem cell up to 100%? Now, I did a study a few years ago on 5,000 brains. I did it over 2 years. And what I discovered is most of the master and stem cells in the brain were functioning somewhere from 9%. The highest ones were like 20 in the 20s. 27 was really one of the higher. The more we were seeing those cells functioning at about 18% was very normal. And what we're doing is we're pushing those master and stem cells up to 100% by matching the divine human blueprint using a technique which is a hand technique, so setting an intention with the mind and then using a specific hand movement, a hand gesture, and working until we muscle test and we see that that's at 100%. The second step is to do a mirroring technique, and we're using the light of the cell. You might imagine that each little cell has its own little spirit and is able to mirror to the surrounding cells, which are functioning at a much lower level. And so then we get an immediate improvement from mirroring to the surrounding cells. And then the third part is starting a cascade of new cell growth. And how we're doing that is we're just continuing to do the hand movement with the intention that we're doing it. we're pressing on a program in the mitochondria. I have a kind of a creative imagination, so I see the mitochondria looks like a little caterpillar. It's the fuel generator of the cell, and it does look like a little bit like a worm. And I imagine tickling its belly, and out spurts a bunch of new cells, and it continues to spurt out new cells for 180 to 190 days with brain regeneration. And then we just follow that up with half an hour meditation a day, and drinking water, just having good habits. But in general, the process is done over just a short 3-hour period, and we're seeing such dramatic improvements.
Once this is done, you know, once the process, you know, you go through the 3-hour treatment. How long does it take effect, or is it one of these things like once this process is stimulated that it's an ongoing continuous thing, or is it something that
the blueprint
needs to be done more often?
The new cell growth lasts for 180 to 190 days. You can rewatch the video that we did the original one on, so you could stimulate new cell growth, you know, as when it completed, you could do it again. You're going to have great results. And then based on did you clear the maybe toxicities or, of course, we do a deep clearing process. So I think you're asking, is it a permanent result? And yes, we look at it as a permanent result. We're clearing aging patterns before we do the activation. We're clearing Alzheimer's and dementia. We're clearing toxicity. People have memory issues and brain issues for a variety of different reasons. It could be a program in the DNA. We're doing about an hour to an hour and a half clearing before we do the regeneration. And in that, we're hopefully clearing every single thing that's directing your brain to poor function. One of the things people don't realize, though, is they're likely not drinking enough water if they're having some brain challenges. And we need to drink 2 to 4 ounces of water every half hour to 45 minutes. We need to drink half our body weight in water throughout the day. And the reason for that is that there is no bladder up by the brain, and so we don't have a way to keep our hydration up in our brain other than just continuing to re-provide hydration through drinking water. And after 45 minutes to an hour, your brain is beginning to dehydrate. And the neurotransmitters are unable to make their connections. And so you're basically short-circuiting yourself by not keeping yourself hydrated. So eventually they get kind of dried out and they don't make their connections well. So we want to make sure that people are getting enough water and drinking water properly. Another thing, people have gone on these fad diets that reduce fat. And I think healthy fats are really good for the brain. The brain is entirely fat. And if you're starving your brain of water and fat, you can be really doing harm to yourself. So those are a couple ideas that you could implement right now.
Oh, yeah, those are very, very easily adapted. And that's great to know the importance. Now, the amount of water you said to me seemed a lot. You know, I mean, I know that we're supposed to be drinking water, you know, and keeping that hydration, but anyway, that seems like a lot. Now, it's obviously something that I think we, you know, kind of need to pay attention to.
It really is. I think one of the things that I've noticed with my people who are a little older also is they don't want to have their bladder full, and so they really just are very sparse on how much they drink. And it's the opposite, you know, yes, your bladder may be full, you may be running to the bathroom every hour, but it's 2 to 4 ounces every half hour, meaning you're sipping all day long. You're basically sipping all day long. It's not like you're guzzling a big 16 or 18 ounce bottle of water. You're not. You're sipping all day long to keep your brain hydrated.
Got it.
And believe me, it's going to make a difference. Yeah, and it's going to make a difference not only with your brain, but the other thing is hormones are distributed throughout the body. Men, I know, notice that their testosterone levels go down as they mature. But hormones are distributed throughout the body with hydration. And if you're poorly hydrated, you're going to be short-circuiting your hormonal body too, because it needs the water to circulate and function in the body. So if you want your body working well, you need to hydrate.
Well, boy, there's a couple very good reasons for doing that. Now, one of the things that you kind of mentioned when you were talking about the regeneration, you mentioned DNA. So now, how does we've been talking about cellular regeneration and affecting the cells, but how does DNA fit into the picture, with the divine human blueprint?
DNA is a very important part of how the body forms and the directions given to the body. So it's kind of like the roadmap. The divine human blueprint has four main parts. DNA is part of the physical and spiritual part of the blueprint. The blueprint is perception. So it's the ancient part of us. Even before we were spirit, we had perception. And that part of the blueprint also has to do with telepathy and communication, resonance, that kind of thing. And then the next part of the blueprint is essence, and that definitely has to do with spirit and life force and high self. Each of these parts has many working parts to it. And then the third part of the blueprint is the physical body, and that includes the DNA. And the DNA, it has both an energetic spiritual aspect, and it has a very strong physical aspect, and directs many of the functions. As a matter of fact, when we look at problematic DNA, we're looking at only at the most 3% malfunctioning DNA. We're not looking at a big picture of, the DNA has gone haywire. We're looking at small percentage of DNA that we want to be improving. And then the fourth part of the blueprint, that's the main part, is energy, the energetic part of the blueprint, which includes your aura, your chakra. You have a halo, a human spirit access portal where the spirit comes in and out of the body, meridians and nadis, which are little mini chakras throughout the body. So that's the main part of the blueprint, and that's supported by the supporting realms, a realm of genesis, the ability to grow new cells and actually grow from the very beginning, from infancy. And then also it's the realm of creation. And then the second is embodiment. And we think of that as kind of the soul containing the spirit being in essence. The realm of embodiment allows spirit to live in body successfully. And then we have the quantum field, and that's the field of transformation where we can transform, that allows us to make rapid changes and heal rapidly, have a miraculous healing. And then finally, that fourth supporting realm is amplification. And you can think of that as the law of attraction field in a way, because whatever you're ruminating on, thinking about, whatever your mind is dwelling on is going to amplify. But also that field of amplification helps us grow new selves. So, in the very positive, when it's very fueled in a very positive way, it's going to generate very positively.
Okay. Wow, boy. There is a lot to it. So we'll kind of look at a little bit detail in each of these components. The first, when you talked about perception, essence, physical body, and energy, that particular part of the blueprint. How do we come into this life with a particular blueprint that we can change, or how do, you know, because a couple of times you mentioned about, you know, aligning with the blueprint. So can you talk a little bit about exactly, you know, just the essence of what the blueprint is and how we, show it. I mean, how we display what it is, or manifest what's in the blueprint.
Okay. I think maybe I could describe it, because I thought that might have been what we covered, but let's look at it in a little bit different way. Perception is even before spirit. So very, very, very long ago, as I see, as I look into our past, I see this great God cloud. And in that God cloud, there was the essence of humanity. There were angels, and there was the divine God. And over time, that God cloud split into different segments. And from that, first, we were like a field of oneness, you know, where humanity was a field of oneness. And then as we continued to develop, we became separate. So that field of oneness is where we talk about that origins of perception, that field of oneness, the knowingness, that connectedness. And then the separateness would be individuating into spirit. And then beyond that, then the human body came into play. And there was a time of developing where the spirit and body could be in harmony together. We could live an incarnation. Our original design, how we were designed, was to live 700 to 900 years. That's why we use so little of our brain in a short 100-year incarnation, because we have the capacity to have a brain, a useful, healthy, active brain for 700 to 900 years. So we have way more capacity than we're using at this moment. And then after, there were the energy systems were developed well after we were having our embodiment in physical body. Is that helpful?
Yes, it is. It is. You know, and the one thing, you know, when you were talking about the degree of, you know, brain usage, and that some cells aren't, you know, that 18% seemed to, I think it was the percentage you said, that it was kind of average. Is the, I wouldn't say point of, I mean, is the process of, is the ultimate goal to increase that percentage and basically having more, more effective brain cells, as well as that generation of new?
Well, I think in our brain regeneration process, our goal is to get people feeling fully engaged in their life. And what was so interesting is when I was doing the brain study, the old brain study where I was reading lots of brains, where I did the 5,000 brains, I just looked at what the brain function was. I even got to read babies' brains. And babies' brains were only functioning, brand newborn babies were functioning between 40 and 60%. Even at birth, they weren't at high function. And the reason for that is the babies' brains were matching the lower function of their mom's brains, so that they were matching and they were going down to match their mother's brain. So when they are harvesting stem cells, they're getting it from aborted fetuses that are in the early stages in the first 2 or 3 months. They're getting the stem cells from those aborted fetuses, then they're cultivating them. And, you know, they're using those stem cells even before they have much time to match their mother. And then I think that this might also be interesting to you. I worked with a variety of different brain anomalies. I worked with a man who had Alzheimer's, and his wife really missed him. And I worked with him one-to-one. This was a few years back, and I hadn't refined everything that I was doing. But what we noticed is that he could really be present after I worked on his brain. He could reminisce. He could remember days previous. He could recount what he was doing during the day. He could actually visit with his friends. Those were things he could not do had he not had those activations. Then I worked with, more recently, people who have had strokes, and really high-functioning people who'd had multiple strokes and lost their ability to be in charge of their life. One gentleman, Davis, he had he lost his ability to speak, to walk, and he had to wear a diaper. Within 10 days of the brain activation, he was talking well. He was walking and no longer in need of a diaper. So understanding that there's a dramatic shift going on in the brain, we see that shift somewhere between 12 and 14 days usually, where there's enough new cell growth where we can really see a big shift. He was particularly fast. Elizabeth, who was a very high-functioning executive who was constantly going to other countries to sell her products, she went into a third-world country, contracted Ebola, and that caused her to have 6 strokes, very serious, multiple one after another. And so when she came back, she was no longer herself. She just didn't have her mind anymore. She was completely lost to herself. And 45 days after the activation, she was very much restored to herself and looking at how she was going to create a wonderful life. She put her house on the market. She was moving down into a fun community to be with friends and enjoy the ocean. And life was dramatically different. I worked with a woman who was a PR lady, and she was 67, and her friends were very worried about her because she was showing very clear signs of dementia, and they loved her, and she was their girlfriend, and they didn't want to lose her. So like 4 of them contacted me and said, you've got to work with Linda, please, you know, please, please, please. And I, we figured out a way that everybody chipped in, and I worked with Linda. And Linda, within 10 days, was back to her normal self. I got thank you notes from all of her girlfriends who said, she's back, she's here. I also worked with a young woman, I don't know what the learning disabled, she had matured to age 5, about age 5 or 6, she was 21. And what I saw with her is that she only was able to use the first 2 brains, the survival and emotional brains, was never able to get up into the higher brains. And so her function was pretty low. And really, over a short period of time, I was able to get her function much higher, which surprised her parents so much because she was able to manage. She was able to manage money. She had begun to do some tutoring of preschoolers. She was doing like some really fun things for herself. She was beginning to more individuate and have a different experience of life. So I've been able to work in kind of a cross section of people who have had different brain challenges, and then worked with the top brains. Like I worked with a man at one of the Google VPs. I worked with Jack Canfield. Jack Canfield had told me at 70 that I promised my wife I'm going to slow down. It's just too hard to keep all the balls in the air. I'm just really struggling. And I did the brain regeneration with Jack, and literally everything in his life improved. I worked with him, did his brain regeneration, and then did a check-in with him for 12 weeks. And literally 9 areas of his life improved dramatically, including his relationship. And he was doubling his travel schedule. He was like, I'm better than ever. My weight has dropped. My happiness has increased. I'm sleeping better. My relationship has improved. And he went on and on to tell me everything that had improved because he had done the brain regeneration with me. So just know that it works for people who are having brain challenges, and it works for top-producing people who want us to play their best game, want to live in their life at peak performance forever. They don't want it to drop off.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that was going to be my question because, you know, we had been talking about, you know, basically, you know, people who have had the challenges, but again, for people who are high achievers, but in the process of the program, is balance given to not just production? I mean, I guess the question is the happiness scale, you know, with whatever the desired result, you know. Because, I mean, you know, you have overachievers that want to kind of step up their game. You know, there would also seem to me to have to be a balance, a peaceful, maybe meditative, excuse me, part to the program as well.
It could be. I know that immediately after the clearing and regeneration, people say that they have never had a calm, quiet mind, and they experience a deep level of peace, that there's no na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na going on in their brain, that everything has gotten quiet, and it feels wonderful to be in their skin. Their brain feels better. Then they are given meditations. They are given 9 different meditations that they can go between, but they are given guided meditations that help them to, the reason that the meditations are so important is to take them into the field of transformation for a half an hour a day. And we want that because we want the cascade of new cell growth to continue. And literally just by making sure that there's at least a half an hour where they're in their parasympathetic nervous system, the system of regeneration, at least a half an hour a day, that we generally see that regeneration will continue for a prolonged period. So that's part of the program. I don't know. I have to believe that the meditating daily does stimulate joy and does stimulate a sense of hopefulness. The meditations that I provide are at a very high frequency, so they're at about Christ consciousness. And people love them. I think that they look forward to them. It's not hard to do, to keep their commitment and to watch their brain function go up. I think one of the other things that I always encourage people is after 2 weeks or so from the regeneration process, you can start taking on, learn a new language, learn something, learn some new technology, learn an instrument, take dance lessons in a style that you haven't done before. Because when we improve the brain, it's kind of like improving a muscle. You can do an activation on the muscle, and the muscle's really healthy. But if you don't exercise the muscle, you don't really get a lot more use out of it. And so one of the things I like to tell people is after about 2 weeks, you can start really exercising your brain in ways that you haven't before, and you're going to find things much easier to do. So if mathematics were always difficult for you, it might be a fun thing to take a university course in mathematics, or if you were always struggling, you wanted to learn a piano, but maybe you didn't have the time, or maybe it just didn't work when you were younger. With the brain activations and the new cell growth, it's a perfect time to take on learning piano. It's perfect.
Yeah, excuse me. Now, when we're talking about, you know, the brain cell rejuvenation, does, excuse me, obviously, the brain affects the body, the human body. So what are some physical connection, you know, with how does that regeneration interact with the physical body? Does that make any sense?
I'm not sure. When you start the regeneration of the brain, does it affect other parts of the body?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I meant. Does it then pass on, you know, to affect positively other parts, other organs of the body.
Yeah, it definitely does. It's funny that you mentioned that, because I don't call attention to this, but I've had numerous people say, gosh, after my brain regeneration, my bladder worked better.
Okay.
So you have to think that direction for most of the glands and organs in the body and, you know, direction for motor skills and all of that, that's coming from the brain. So as your brain is restoring, rejuvenating, regenerating, you're going to notice that the body works better, that the relationship from the brain to its directing parts, the parts that it's directing, are going to work better. Everything's going to work better. It's funny, though, we do a program, the same program where we did the brain study, Year of Miracles. We do a full body rejuvenation over the course of a year. And we take a system every month. We'll do like the cardiovascular circulatory system. We'll do the respiratory system. We'll do hearing and vision. And we go one by one, and throughout the course of the year, we regenerate the entire body, your entire body as a whole, and people are seeing dramatic improvements because they're all in the right order. So we start with one and go to the next and go to the next, and each region supports the one that we did previously and the one that's in going into the future. So we regenerate the entire body over 12 months.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's I was curious about that. So now who would do you feel are the people who would most benefit from the program? I mean, obviously, we all are kind of subpar when it comes to utilizing our brains to the fullest. But who in particular, I mean, you know, out of maybe the 200 from the study or the other the thousands from previous work?
Yeah. I think who signed up, who said, I want this, who raised their hand. What we saw was a lot of people, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, and for each group, a different reason. But for the active people who are working, wanting to be at the top of their game, wanting to feel better, sometimes some of the stay-at-home moms who are thinking, gosh, my kids are in high school, I want to return to work, this was a perfect support for them to make their brain work better. For people who maybe more 60s and 70s, we even had people in their 80s participating. They wanted better brain function. They don't believe in aging. I'll tell you what, so much of our community are youthful at every age, but the main gist of our community is in that age group. It's kind of crosses a couple generations of people who want to be at their top of their game. I know there are people who are exploring living a longer life than what's expected. We talk a lot about this in our classes. There's evidence. 70,000 people in Japan are between 100 and 120 right now. There are five places on the earth where this phenomenon has happened. And we're looking at that in our trainings of how do we accomplish that, where we live in a body that we really enjoy, that feels good, and isn't a decrepit old body with a brain that doesn't work well. Because honestly, when we start having that conversation, where if you could live in a body that was something between 30 and 40-ish, and you could live 600 or 700 years, you'd probably want to. And the conversation would be, what could I do? Just start thinking, what could I do if I lived 150 years to help humanity? And you get out of your small little world and this little kind of, box that you're in of, I'm going to live this many years, I'm going to contribute this much, I've got 5 or 10 or 20 more years. I know I'm 62, and I know I hear people in my age group saying, I've just got a few good years left, I'm going to get some traveling in before I can't travel anymore. And I hear that and I think, what? I was laying at the swimming pool with I had adopted a little girl. She's 2 and almost 3. Some ladies were talking to me, and I'm 62, and this lady is 67. She's saying, I'm just so upset with my son and daughter. They haven't had children yet. And I told them, come on, I don't want to be a grandma in diapers and my teeth falling out. And I said to her, how old are you? And she said, 67. Well, if you're saying those crazy things, you're going to create that for yourself. And then she asked how old I was, and I said, I'm 62. And she goes, no, we were talking about it. We figured you were 45. But, you know, I think you have to live into your life. And for me, I know I'm going to live a really long life. My grandma lived to 99. We've got distant relatives that were 107, 109. There's
wow.
no reason that I'm not going to live a very, very, very long life. And I'm going to enjoy adopting some children. We're in the running again for another baby. And I, you know, I don't want to slow down. And people are going, how can you do that, you know, in your age group? And I'm like, are you kidding? How can I not do that? I mean, if you want to live a dynamic, happy, fulfilling life, then make sure it's full of purpose. Make sure that you're helping somehow. I know that the people who need energy get energy. I know that people who are providing love in the world and support to others, I know that there is a universal law that energy and love comes to you.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's amazing. And, you know, it is, I find it interesting, too, when I talk to people, you know, about age, you know, to hear their view of their longevity or just, you know, the comments, you know, that they make about, like, I won't be around for much longer, like the ones you were talking about. And it's, I just sit back and I'm thinking, wow, you know, that's pretty sad, you know, because I'm right there with them, and I'm right there with you, you know, as far as age. And it's
yeah.
like, you know, I don't, yeah, I'm kind of, I'm okay with what's going on, you know. So for a little while longer, yeah, for a while. See, now there I am for a little while.
See, there you are. Yeah.
Yeah.
For a little while longer. But the thing is, you know, I think that the whole idea of rejuvenation, regeneration, vitalization, reigniting yourself and igniting your relationship with your body and the world, why do we want to stay? Why would we want to live a long life? I know what helped me so much to begin to formulate this was years ago I did a landmark education program, and they had us do this exercise, and we were sitting there and we were thinking, what is my goal? What could I contribute in the next 2 years, and then 5 years, and then 10 years? And we were supposed to write it down, and they kept taking breaks, so this happened over an hour. And then now 20 years from now, what would you be contributing? And 30 years and 50 years and 75 years. And they peaked out at 150 years. So you're living 150 years from now. How have you helped humanity? And it really just blew the glass ceiling off of aging for me. Like, gosh, I could do so much good. And if I had that notion now and I lived into living 150 years, which was probably 20 years ago, I could make such a huge, significant impact on humanity, and I could get started right away. But I don't think that we usually think in those terms. I think that we think in, you know, we have another 5 or 10 years before retirement or whatever. I don't think about retirement, but I know my family does. My brothers and sisters are talking about winding down and retiring. My youngest sister, she said to me, oh, you're going to live forever. You know, you're going to outlive all of us. And she has that kind of funny, you know, she's 5 years old, younger than me, and she's like, oh, you're going to live way beyond us, you know. But I think it's because I behave like a younger person. I behave energetically like I'm excited about life. I've got a lot to do. I don't have any plans of retirement because I love my work. Why would I leave my work? I love it. I love what I do.
Yeah, that's, you know, and people pick up on that. You know, that's the, you know, like those women not thinking that you were in your 60s but in your 40s, you know. It's just one of those things that we exude, you know, and for people to, you know, kind of pick up on. Now, one of the things, though, too, you know, we were talking about how, you know, we have these slips, like I just said, you know, a little bit longer. But also, you know, you brought up the longevity in your family, and that's not the case in mine. You know, mine is like I'm kind of closing in on the average for my parents right now. And so it's interesting because, you know, what we think about our perception of longevity,
yeah.
DNA-wise,
yeah.
What also really kind of plays into creating that, you know, creating that expectation, you know, what we expect we create. kind of situation.
Yes. Yes. Well, so true. And I think one of the things that we really work on is undefining ourselves from our family, you know, like being an individual and being able to make a choice. I would say in this support of you understanding this, my family are all very big people. You could call them large, or some of them are obese, like 300 and 400 pounds. And I'm 5'5", and I weigh 128. I'm 62. I exercise daily. I have no intention of being obese. It is not part of my world. It is never going to be part of my world. And I had my thyroid removed when I was 24. And most people who have their thyroid removed have weight issues. But I'll tell you what, I don't believe in it. I don't want it. Mm-hmm. It's not part of me. I'm not participating in it. And I've said no.
Yep.
And most I've ever weighed was 152, and that was not okay with me. I was going through a really hard time, and I took the weight off really quickly. I think I took 23 pounds off in 4 months when I was ready, you know, and have never revisited that. I'm not interested in being heavy.
Yeah, well, you know, and that, I think, you know, points to the idea that, you know, sometimes when we, you know, define our particular expression, you know, in comparison to, you know, family history, usually, you know, obviously, or just even immediate family, that, you know, recognizing that just because, you know, we share DNA doesn't mean, you know, that we have to pick up on some of those most challenging aspects of DNA.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing that with our program is that we clear DNA for everything that we do. You'd be a perfect candidate for Year of Miracles. For everything that we do, we clear the DNA. We clear all the family programming, the bloodline information, clan information, and the DNA. We remove it. So I've had people work with me one-to-one who've had very harmful DNA, which would shorten their life dramatically, that all the family has and they've been tested for, and I clear it for them. I had a lady who had cancer, breast cancer DNA. Her mother, her grandmother, her aunt died of breast cancer between 45 and 65. She was 43. She had a 3-year-old, and she said, I need to have this gone. Can you help me? And I cleared it. She went in to her doctor 6 months later, had the test done again, and she had no cancer DNA. So understand that the DNA can be cleared. It is movable. It's part of the quantum field of transformation. So it can shift, it can change, and you can improve your DNA. It isn't written in stone. DNA can be encouraged to shift to something better.
Yep, that's excellent. Well, Julie, Renee, is there anything maybe you would like to share with listeners that we haven't covered? I mean, we've covered so much, and there's just so much more to dive into. But is there anything in particular you want to share with them about your work and how it can help those listening?
Yeah, I think, if you're in a difficult place, if you're in a place of challenge, I want you to know that I've been there too. I literally survived the atomic bomb testing in the Nevada desert. I had, as a child, we were on vacation. I had 17 surgeries. I had multiple cancers, and I died twice. I was in a wheelchair for a year, told I would never walk without unbearable pain and canes. And there was a point in my life where I just said, God, take me or make me well. I did not want to die. I was definitely didn't think that was a good idea, but I wasn't going to live anymore in the body that was breaking down the way it was and in so much pain. And I went into my garden in prayer and meditation and really got the revelation of how the body regenerates. Within 6 months, I was running 30 miles a week on a mountain trail. This is from barely walking with canes to 30 miles a week on a mountain trail, and I was back on stage dancing with a rock and roll band. All things the doctor said I would never do again, that I would be bedbound very shortly. So we all come with a miraculous system and an innate ability to heal, transform, and grow younger. And I just, you know, maybe this is beyond your belief system, but it's real. We've documented it. We've had many like MDs come through our apprentice training program and get certified in the quantum activations. We're starting to do studies so that we can better document the results. I document every single thing that we do for every process we do. So we can mend a bone in like 25 minutes. A broken bone can be mended and restored. And this knowledge has been on the planet. It's just that we go to different systems, like we go to the Western medicine system rather than perhaps like the ancient Cathars. The Church of Love, they knew how to put their hand on a cut or a wound and remove their hand and the wound would be healed. So it's not imaginary. We come with this system. It's our own beliefs that stop us from activating that level of rapid healing. And I think that we're doing the kind of the easier baby steps. We're taking pieces apart. We're looking at how everything works in our academy. And I'm mentoring students on how everything works. You don't have to come to me as a savior to fix you. I give you the tools so that you can do it yourself. We do it through community programs online. So I run an academy. It's the Quantum Activations Academy, and we have 4-year-long programs. Each is focused on a different area. I've talked quite a bit about Year of Miracles because that is the program where we do full body regeneration. And then we have 2 levels of the apprentice program, and we have a community program that's growing together, which is really on being fully yourself and loving your life, every aspect of your life. So I invite you to come visit us on the website, julierenee.com/quietmind. That will get you a first 5-minute guided meditation, a little bit of information on brain regeneration, and it'll get you connected with me.
That's great. Well, thank you for your time, Julie Renee. I really appreciate it. It's just a fascinating topic, and you know, and once I think we can, you know, recognize it and be aware of what's possible, that we open up the door to making it happen.
Wonderful. It's been a pleasure to speak with you, and I wish all of the listeners a beautiful and very blessed life.
Thank you. Again, everyone, today my special guest has been Julie Renee Doering, and we have been talking about her new book, Your Divine Human Blueprint. And again, you can find out more about the book as well as the other programs that Julie has to offer, trainings, books, meditations, everything on her website, which is, again, julierenee.com. And everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. And until we meet again.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Remember, our show is available as a free podcast from Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. To follow our show, visit our homepage at byteradio.me and select the platform you use most. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at ByteRadioMe. Until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.